Rebranding a business is one of the most challenging things a company can do. Rick Blunt understands this very well. His family has owned Antoine's Restaurant for 5 generations, which has left a legacy not only in the restaurant's dining rooms, but in public opinion. He explains his dilemma on this edition of NOLA Life Stories.
When I got to Antoine's in 2004, two very distinct experiences happened within a few months. A carriage driver came by and he pointed to Antoine's and he said, "That's Antoine's. Been here since 1840. I says, "One thing will absolutely be for sure, that whether your stomach's full or not, your wallet will be empty." That just outrageously disturbed me. And then the next thing that happened is I had a party at the camp for my young daughter. And I told these young girls that I would take them all to Antoine's. And they all said, "No. If Antoine's is not interesting to the next generation, if there's nothing that would interest younger people to come into Antoine's, what work I have to do to fix these perceptions? What Antoine's is and what Antoine's does and what Antoine's portrays and so on is that we are the old guard. We do it the old way." And there's something cool about that. But I needed to get it perceived in a different way. And so that's guided a lot of the decisions that we made. You know, people would bump into the trademark, they'd walk down the street and they'd say, "Look, honey, Antoine's. Wow, I read about that." And they'd walk up to the sign and they'd look in the window and they'd ask one of my waiters if they'd take their picture. And then they would walk away. And that was the only experience that they were going to have of Antoine's. I needed a way to allow people to experience some of the magic of Antoine's in an impulse way. So at least I thought if we built the Hermes Bar, at least they could have a visual sense of what Antoine's was. Maybe they could have a drink. If I could keep them for a few minutes, maybe they would have a souffle potato. Some experience, some way to fall in love, some chance that they could think this was really cool. Today, the pressure comes from social media. The feedback that I get is that, you know, the food was good. What they didn't get was what they considered modern fine dining. It's not good enough for it to be good. It needs to be perceived as good. Because it's actually not good unless somebody perceives it as good. Perception does turn out to be reality. It's front and center in my life in 2016. It's what I think about from when I wake up in the morning until I wake up again, because I think about it all night long too.